One of the things I promised I was going to give you a bonus on this CD program about something that's always bothered me, which is how many deals fall apart. I mean, how hard is it to get a client, finally get them in a mind to where they're ready to buy, get them qualified, show a billion, jillion houses, they make stupid offers that won't be accepted, and then finally you get them educated to where they finally find a house they want and make an offer, and you go into contract, and it still doesn't close? How crazy is that? That just doesn't make any sense. Especially since I believe in my heart that most of these are avoidable. These deals don't have to fall apart. So I put together a class a while back called The 10 Biggest Deal Killers and How to Avoid Them. So I'm going to give you the highlights of those right now so that you can use this in your practice and maybe get paid more often. The number one deal killer, in my opinion, is property condition. In other words, most buyers kill deals because they don't like what they find. So what are buyers surprised by? I think what really happens in the real world is they're kind of scared anyway, and because the seller hasn't done any disclosures or inspections up front, they're thinking the worst, and then they get the pest control or the home inspection and something shows up in there and they go, oh my gosh. So I think they're using the home inspection and the pest control and the conditions that they find as an excuse to cancel. Not because that's a killer, because those things are fixable, either by lowering the price or by asking the seller to fix them. So why is it they walk away? And I think it's because they're afraid. So what's the remedy? Now, you're not going to probably like this because agents tell me all the time this won't work. I suggest you do the inspections and the repairs and the disclosures up front before your new listing gets put on MLS. Now, I'm sure you're going to say sellers don't want to inspect up front. Do you agree with that? No, they don't. None of them do. Why not? Because first of all, they don't want to spend the money. That's the first excuse. The second one is they say, well, the buyer's going to re-inspect. Why should I inspect? And the third reason is they don't really understand the advantages, because I can tell you this. If they understood the advantages up front, they would demand that you do it, and any listing agent that wouldn't suggest that would get fired. Let me give you some of the advantages that sellers get from inspecting up front. Okay, the first one is they can shop their repairs. You know, if they do it under the contract rules, they have to first of all put back materials of comparable quality. But let's look at pest control, for example. Do you know how much you can save if you shop the repairs? I would say a pest control company might charge $2,000, and I can hire a licensed contractor to do the same work for $1,000. So I can tell you, if the seller knows that they're going to have to do repairs up front anyway, then why not shop them and control them? Because before the property is put on the market, the seller has total control. See, there's only three places a disclosure problem can show up. One is before it's listed for sale, one is during the transaction, and one is after the close of escrow. Now, the problem is that if it shows up in the middle of the transaction, who has control? The buyer has control. The buyer's going to want to use their roofer. They're going to want to use their pest control guy. And that means the seller's lost control. That's really crazy. And also, the seller can't shop it. So the real issue is not about shopping the repairs. The real issue is that a real estate agent has a duty to get not only the highest price, but the highest net price. So why would a seller want to inspect up front? One of the things is, don't you think, based on what the inspection shows, will have an effect on price? Because if you have a major problem, let's say you have a foundation crack, or let's say you have permit issues, do you think that's going to affect the value of the property in the minds of the buyer? Sure it is, and it really should affect what you list the property for. But you don't know that because you didn't do any inspections up front. You wanted to follow the seller's direction. Remember, you're the professional. You should be giving the direction. Client doesn't have to follow them. I can tell you this, once I learned all these advantages that I'm going to share with you over the years about why sellers should inspect up front, I have never had a listing taken where I didn't get inspections up front. So it's not about them, it's about your conviction and belief that this is what they need to do. And once you explain it correctly, they're going to do it for sure. Let me give you another advantage. It reduces negotiation. Does it bother you that every transaction is renegotiated? And from a seller's point of view, isn't that terrible? The buyer comes in and makes an offer and says, I want to make this offer on your property as is, because that's what the contract says. But then after they come in and get into contract, they inspect the property, and then they come back and say, I want you to pay $3,000 pest control to get me a clearance. The point is, that's the way every one of these deals goes, and that isn't really fair. See, if I have inspections up front, And I also said, do the repairs. Can you imagine when you come in with your stupid lowball offer that I want to shoot you over, but then you know you're just playing me and maybe you're testing the market, and I come back and counter you on price, but then I get to say, here's the pest control report and the clearance. Here's the roof report and the clearance. Here's the home inspections, and we've indicated all the things we've already gone ahead and repaired. This is a good house. Your buyer can feel safe. Now, does that mean the buyer's not going to reinspect? No, but can you imagine from the buyer's perspective how much more satisfied and trusting they're going to be if you made all your disclosures, all your inspections, and all your repairs done up front? They're going to get a good house, and you're also going to get a higher price. And isn't that our goal? Our goal is getting the seller the highest price. And doesn't this show good faith? See, that's one of the things that happens in negotiation. When a seller doesn't show good faith to the buyer by not giving any disclosures, it's kind of like, let me sell you my car, but I'm not going to let you do any inspection until after you're already in contract. Wouldn't it make a whole lot more sense to have your car inspected up front, which I did a couple of years back, and had one of these car inspector guys, and I think I got a better deal for my car than had I not done that. The other thing I think you need to think about is, let's assume the buyer on your transaction comes in and asks for a Section 1 clearance. That is, they want a pest control clearance. Now, what are you supposed to do as a listing agent? I ask that question because how much is the most a seller could pay for that clearance? Since we haven't done inspections up front, we don't know, do we? I want to tell you about a case I had up in Northern California here where the pest control bill was $110,000. Now, needless to say, the seller said, I'm not going to pay $110,000. I'm not going to close this escrow. And you can imagine what the buyer said. The buyer said, I have a contract where the seller's promised me a Section 1 clearance. So you can also assume that what happened was they went to attorneys, and that's how I got involved in the case. Now, obviously, what should have happened would be that if you, as a listing agent, have a buyer asking for a clearance, then you have only two things you can do. One is you can counter, putting a limit on the number of repairs that the seller will pay for. Now, you can imagine what the results of the buyer are. I'm the buyer's agent or the buyer. I make an offer and you come back and say, I limit repairs to $5,000. What am I thinking? I'm thinking, you must know something I don't know. So am I going to accept that counteroffer? Probably not. So you can see that it doesn't really make a lot of sense from trying to get the highest and the best offer. So I don't have to limit repairs, do I, if I get my inspections up front and I also get my clearance? See, how many times have you heard of this happening? The seller gets an inspection up front. Their inspector says it's $1,200 for repairs, but they don't do the repairs. They simply do the inspection. Then the buyer's agent comes in and gets a second inspection, which, by the way, I recommend all the time to always get a second inspection or at least recommend it. You don't necessarily have to do it, but from an agent's point of view, your job should be to say, I recommend a second inspection because too many times the first inspector makes a mistake. So in this hypothetical, the second inspection comes in and it's $8,000. Now what happens? The seller has no protection from that first inspection because there was no clearance given. It was only their opinion, and of course, it was done on a different day than the second inspection. I can tell you, I learned this because I got involved in a dispute where the pest control board came in, and it's exactly the scenario, and the pest control board said, since there was no clearance, the second opinion is valid. Now, what I asked the question, what would have happened had they had a clearance from the first guy for $1,200, and the second guy would have come in at $8,000, what would have happened? And the pest control board told me the first inspector would have been liable for it, not the seller. So you can see it's really a protection for our seller to get these repairs done up front, and it eliminates you having to counter, which I think is really scary because you're just going to drive the price down. One of the other advantages of inspecting up front is you can eliminate repairs. In other words, you can actually counter them out. That is, you know that the roof is bad. And so instead of having to put a new roof on, because the buyer's going to find it out later, you can basically counter and say roof repairs not covered under this contract. Now see, I think that there's a real advantage of dealing with these issues up front. Let me tell you what it is. Let me tell you about my friend called Donna Marie Baldwin. This lady is a top agent. She just sells lots and lots of houses every year, and she taught me something. She said, Guy, selling houses is like relationships. And I said, what? What, have you lost your mind? What are you talking about? And she says, Guy, you know how when you're young and you're dating and you meet someone and you just think they're wonderful and anything they do is cute, and then you marry them, and then a few years later I'd say, what in the world did I ever see in this guy? She said the same issue is going on with houses. People are in a love affair with their house during the negotiation period. They'll accept almost anything up front because they have this dream about living in this house. She says, haven't you had clients that go into contract, drive by their house, or they sit in front of it and look at it, waiting for it to close? She said, that's that emotional appearance. So what I want to do is I want to show all the warts and problems with the house up front, because most buyers are going to say, I don't care, I want the house. And I thought, what a great concept, because you know what? It's true. Buyers will accept almost anything up front while negotiating, but wait 2 or 3 or 4 weeks where they're getting scared, or wait till they're telling people at work, hey, I just bought a house, and everybody at the water cooler says, are you crazy? Don't you know the market's going to fall out? And their dad tells them, you could have bought the whole damn county back in Iowa for what you paid for that stupid condo, and all the negative pressures are getting, and all of a sudden they can use that as an excuse to walk away. But if you tell them about it up front, then they don't have a problem with it.